You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon on assignment all week in Arizona.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Michael Wilbon investigates the sand traps of Scottsdale, coming in a big picture book that can put on a coffee table.
How about fairways and greens, big boy? Why are you shortchanging me?
Well, because I think people want to see you get in and out of the sand, like Daniel Berger did when he almost knocked it in, and then he fell backwards, got the sand all over his head and his face.
You ever fallen down like that? That's amazing.
No, that was cool. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, an early peek at March Madness, a long day at the Daytona 500, and the Dodgers bring back Justin Turner. But we begin today with the uncertain future of Anthony Davis. Davis was helped off the court in the second quarter of last night's loss to Denver. An MRI revealed a calf strain, and Davis might not return until after the All-Star break in early March. Wilbon, how concerned should the Lakers be about this?
Tony, that limp, that look right there. I was watching this last night, and you're like, oh, maybe he tweaked his ankle, and then he grabs for the area that is the Achilles, and you know he's had this issue there. And then when you see that limp off, I mean, that's a heavy limp going into that locker room, and you're just like, oh, no, don't tell me this. And so, look, I don't believe there's a team in the league that can lose its second best player and just go rolling right on into the playoffs and through. I don't believe that. Even a team with LeBron James. I mean, Anthony Davis is one of the top 10 players, maybe one of the top 6 or 7, maybe one of the top 5 in the league. The Lakers cannot lose him and just say, okay, we're going to just, you know, next man up our way through a back-to-back championship. I don't see that. Right. Let's hope it's a couple of weeks or less and it's minor and the Lakers can be fully physically the Los Angeles Lakers defending champs between now and, I don't know, March.
Okay, so they can't win without him. And the reason we know they can't win without him is because in his last year at New Orleans, when they were without him, because he was on New Orleans, they didn't even make the playoffs with LeBron James. So it's obvious they cannot win a championship. Even when Frank Vogel says we can go rolling along, you're not going to go rolling along. He gets hurt a lot. This is when people are concerned about LeBron James's minutes, as we know, don't be concerned about that. He's a freak, like Tom Brady. They're just in different categories. Anthony Davis gets hurt a lot. What I think you worry about is that this reoccurs here and there and here and there, and then suddenly, as what happened with Kevin Durant, where you say, well, it's a high ankle sprain. And the next thing you know, no, it's not.
Yeah.
No, he's
That's
out
right.
for a full year. And
That's
Anthony
right,
Davis is a remarkably athletic, jumping, physical center. He's not anchored to the ground. So, yes, this is extraordinarily dangerous for the future of that team. Yes, certainly.
It is, Tony. And, you know, people always look at these circumstances and they say, oh, they could win 3 or 4 in a row. It's like, shut up.
No,
This is sports.
No.
This is combat. People get hurt. I mean, we just saw this with the Kansas City Chiefs, not even losing their star, but losing support players hurt the team's ability, even though they have the best player we think in the sport. Basketball has the best player in the sport in LeBron James, but he can't go out there and do it by himself, not in the loaded Western Conference, and it is loaded. You've got teams like Utah out there that are sort of waiting just for some little slip-up. This wouldn't be a little slip-up not having Anthony Davis. That's a big, big fall-off if he was not to be there.
So just to change the subject briefly, but to stay in the same game, I hope you saw LeBron's travel. I hope you saw when he picked up his dribble before the three-point line. And he took 4 steps going in. And people are going to say, that's a Euro step. Oh, no. Much bigger. It's a Europe and Asia step. It's unbelievable what he did. Unbelievable.
That's 3.5 at least. You're not supposed to get 4. That many.
No,
we move to college
4.
Basketball now, Tony, and the tournament selection committee's mock tournament bracket. Gonzaga edged Baylor for the top spot. Michigan and Ohio State filling out the 4-1 seeds. Illinois leading the 2 line. Virginia is the only ACC team to make the top 16. Tone, your biggest takeaway from the committee's rankings are what?
You just mentioned it. It's that there's only one ACC team, and it's Virginia. And they're not, they're the defending champions, by the way. And not on the 1 line, not on the 2 line. They are a 3 seed. I have watched college basketball my whole life. Over 60 years of paying attention to college basketball. And in that period of time, the ACC was consistently the best tournament. Maybe not 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, but they were the best conference for most of that time. And it's not Duke, it's not North Carolina, not even Syracuse who drifted in, it's Virginia now. If you were to tell me that the SEC, which through most of our lives has been a terrible basketball
conference, with the exception of Kentucky,
if you were to tell me there are 3 SEC teams and Kentucky's not one of them, and 1 ACC team, I would have said you're insane.
Yeah, and I mean, just on the face of it, if you had told me, and I wasn't looking at the sheet with the teams, I would have said, wait a minute. Are we missing somebody here? And the answer is not really. Not according to performance, Tony. Look, I think I started telling you at the beginning of the season, and I will admit, and I think you are in this posse too, I have watched less college basketball this season than ever in my life. And it's not even close, because you don't know who's playing. You don't know when they're playing. You don't know what's canceled. You don't know who's any good right now. And I just, it's like an asterisk season to me, even though I'm not asking for an asterisk. Just for me, as a basketball fanatic, I can't believe this. Now, what I have watched is the Big Ten. And I thought, I told you at the beginning of the season, this may be the best the Big Ten has ever been. And I worry in some ways that the perception is going to be, well, you know, it's an asterisk year, who cares? But, man, I mean, I know Illinois could be a 1 seed as well. They got that many good teams at the top, Tone. So that's part of my takeaway is my own conference. And part of it's like you, I think Virginia could be the sleeper. I think the best thing for Virginia is to not be a 1 seed and kind of sneak into the tournament and pop people because they're really good.
So I'll give you the Big Ten because that's a good basketball conference. There's only one Big East team in there. There's no Pac-12 teams in there at all. Goodbye, Larry Scott. Thanks for killing the franchise. And I agree with you. I mean, this feels like an alarm clock. Like maybe I now have to pay attention because it's been disjointed and I haven't paid attention at all up to this point. You know, so I'm happy to see this. I'm happy to see that there's all this interest. But the only thing I think about with the Big Ten a little bit, Mike, is that the same thing happened with Ohio State in the sense that they got into the college playoff having played 1 or 2 games. Michigan hadn't played in 3 weeks.
Let me just say this. In your case, you live in solid ACC country. Yes, the Big East jumped in and just said, hold on there, about 35 years ago. But for the most part, you live in ACC land where you don't even have Maryland anymore because they defected to the Big Ten.
That's right.
And so I've lived in Washington 40 years. The ACC's absence, starting with Duke and North Carolina and physically no
it's
Maryland,
amazing.
That's a wow.
It is. We turn now to the Daytona 500, which started at 3 p.m. yesterday. And then because of rain delays, did not finish until 12:15 this morning. In the end, under a yellow caution flag, veteran driver Michael McDowell, a 100-to-1 long shot, won the first race of his career in his 358th start. Wilbon, what will you remember from this Daytona?
That I didn't see it. That I kept turning on to the channel where Daytona was, except it wasn't. There was rain, there was interruptions, there were nice clips, there were interviews. There was that great story about a guy pulling off and going to some fast food in his PJs, as the commercial has that kid identifying
Hamlin.
In his PJs. Yeah. I mean, the story, I will say, it held my interest here and there for like one of the 22 times I switched over and there was no racing. There was no racing, Tony. Let's see, little trip to the golf course, to the driving range, watch a basketball game, another NBA game, part of another NBA game, then start watching some movies, turn back over. Oh, they haven't really started yet. They haven't had a restart. So what are we supposed to make of that? How much of this did you attempt to watch? I at least attempted.
Well, my story is similar to yours. I was on the golf on Pebble, And every once in a while, I'd go over to watch the Daytona, because I think if you're in sports, you got to watch a little bit of the Daytona 500 or the Indy 500, stuff like
Agreed.
That. And it was
Agreed.
Never on. It was always raining. And after about 7 o'clock at night, I just gave up on it. And I didn't know until this morning that they actually ran the race. I assumed they would have postponed it. This is what I think about. You're a driver. You're an athlete. You're ready to go. You're at peak. And then 6 hours later, what do? Do you take a walk? Do you take a nap? Do you eat? How much
fast
does that affect
food.
Your athletic performance?
You go through fast you know, food well, in the car. How great is that?
I'll give you one other thing that I thought, because this is the prestigious event. This is their Super Bowl. There was a lot of interest in Michael Jordan and the 23 car in the Chicago
That's
Bulls car.
Watching.
A lot of interest in Bubba Wallace. And this feels like a lost opportunity to me. I think this is bad for NASCAR because this is the race they want to bring you in. Now you got to wait for the next race. I don't know,
well,
Mike.
I
think
well,
it didn't
Tony,
work for
what
them.
Could they have done? What could they have done? I mean, you know, this
Postpone,
could happen anywhere,
hold
particularly
it today,
Florida.
Hold it today.
Put it off 24
Let's
hours.
Let's take
maybe
a break.
So.
Yeah. Coming up, are the Dodgers being too generous with Justin Turner?
Don't say take a break. They'll take you literally in Daytona. Was Jordan Spieth's result at Pebble encouraging or discouraging?
I mean, this is their Super Bowl, and half the country can't watch it. It's just,
it was disappointing.
I don't know.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to hear from the great unwashed. I will get the first one.
Mail time!
Here we go. Is Justin Turner worth what the Dodgers are paying him?
Yeah, Tony, I mean, it sounds crazy, but $17, $18 million in pro sports these days, I mean, it's just not that much. It's not like they're paying him $35 million or they're committed to 4 or 5 years. I mean, 2 years for Justin Turner, who is, I mean, he's one of those guys who, excuse the cliche, bleeds Dodger blue. And if he can help them, you know, he's happy to stay. He'd probably been happy to stay for half that amount, given he's a Southern California kid. But, yes, it would seem it's worth it. If you want to keep the band together, you've got options. You're too deep almost at every position on the field. Why not keep Justin Turner?
It's only $1 million more than he made last year, and he's a very popular player, the mask incident notwithstanding. You'll notice none of his teammates ever ripped him for that because his teammates love him. He is a great postseason player. And they're in the postseason every year. He's the all-time Dodgers leader in hits, runs, home runs, and RBI in the postseason. What else is there, Mike? What am I leaving
that's
out?
It.
That's
Nothing.
That's why you want this guy, because you're a postseason team. He's the longest tenured guy. He's been there of the everyday players. He's been there since 2014. They have a terrific lineup. That team, that's a loaded team. I think this helps them a lot. I mean, people have come out there to depend upon him. And again, and I can't stress this enough, with that mask incident, you didn't hear a single Dodger say a word against Justin Turner.
They're happy to have him at any price. And so
look,
feel good is part of what the Dodgers ought to go into this year as defending champs having. And this seems like it would help toward that end.
I agree. Was Jordan Spieth's result encouraging or discouraging?
Tony, you know, I've been wrestling with this. I was not a Jordan Spieth guy. I didn't really love him. I certainly didn't dislike anything about him when he was a newbie and winning everything in sight. But as he has had to handle this incredible slump, something so public and something, quite frankly, a bit humiliating for him, I have become to admire him, the way he handles it, the way he handles himself publicly, the way he's dealt with this massive disappointment. I find myself now openly rooting, as I told you last week, for Jordan Spieth. I mean, exemplary the way he's dealt with all of this. And so I was rooting for him yesterday. I think it should be encouraging because it's 2 weeks in a row he's played really well and flirted with winning the tournament. And for a while, Tony, he was missing cuts. It didn't look good. It looks better, so I'm going to say encouraging. What about you?
Well, he went into the lead on Sunday for the second week in a row, and he receded quickly. He was out of it. That part is discouraging. Let's get to all the other parts. Because when was the last time he could lose it on a Sunday? Well, it's 4 years ago. He hasn't been anywhere near the top. He got beat last week by Brooks Koepka, who shot six under on a Sunday, which is good enough to win. He got beat yesterday by Daniel Berger, who shot seven under on a Sunday, and that is a great score. And again, Jordan Spieth is near the top, and he ended with a birdie or two. If this happened five more weeks in a row that he couldn't close it out, I would be discouraged.
Yeah.
But he's only 27 years old. I love when he and his caddy go back and forth like they ought to be on a psychiatrist's couch. I am at this point encouraged by this because he's near the top. These are two top five finishes. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Chris Doyle is done in Jacksonville.
And Serena is back on the court in hopes of making the semis of the Australian Open.
I remember when Jordan Spieth was winning and you said, he's not Tiger. He's not Tiger. So you've come around on him. You like him now.
He's not Tiger. He's not Tiger. I like him.
Right, but, you
but he's not Tiger.
You resented him then. You resented
him. No, I resented
now.
The people
I like the
who were stupid
like
enough
him.
To say he was going to replace Tiger.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 73rd birthday, Ron Say. Say was the third baseman for the Dodgers on their good teams in the 70s and early 80s. He was a six-time All-Star, co-MVP of the 1981 World Series in which the Dodgers beat the Yankees. Say spent 17 seasons in the majors, 12 with the Dodgers. He was nicknamed the Penguin because he was short and kind of squat. On the Dodgers, he was part of a great infield of short players, Say, Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, and Steve Garvey. That infield was nicknamed the Venus de Milo infield because none of them had a particularly good arm.
I didn't know that, Tony. I do know Ron Say was in the Cubbies in 1984, and they hadn't been to the playoffs, the postseason, since 1945. And Say didn't have, he couldn't hit for average anymore, but he had 90 runs batted in, actually 97 runs batted in, and, you know, 25 home runs. He had some pop left even after he turned 35 years old.
Happy anniversary, Nikola Jokic. On this day 3 years ago, the Nuggets big man set the record for the fastest triple-double in NBA history. Jokic needed only 14 minutes and 33 seconds of on-court time to get a triple-double in Denver's win over Milwaukee. With 1:54 left in the second quarter, Jokic got his 10th assist
to close out the triple-double in the second quarter. Jokic finished the game with 30 points, 17 assists, and 15 rebounds, and he did this against Giannis Antetokounmpo. Wilbon, you think Jokic is fabulous, right?
Tony, that leads me into my updated MVP take, which I'm sure you're interested in. LeBron is first.
Oh, sure.
Period. LeBron is first. Embiid is second. Jokic is third. Curry's fourth. Curry may overtake him. Curry's been so great. And if the Suns keep winning, don't dare me to put CP3 up in the top five. I don't care what his numbers are. Look what he and Devin Booker are doing. And you know Chris Paul is at the head of it. Don't put it past me.
Can't wait for weekly updates on your MVP ballot.
Updates, baby.
Happy trails. Happy trails, Chris Doyle, the controversial strength and conditioning coach, resigned his position with the Jacksonville Jaguars on Friday night, stopping the torrent of criticism that accompanied Doyle's hiring by his old friend Urban Meyer, who clearly did not take the temperature of the room. Meyer is still assembling his coaching staff as he heads into his first season in the NFL after all those years in college. And it seems fair to ask if this arrogant miscalculation will have any effect on how Meyer is viewed by black players. Will they want to play for him after he brought in a person who was accused of racially biased treatment of players at Iowa?
Tony, that is the important question. I'm going to give you another one somebody reminded me of a couple of days ago. Given Urban Meyer's history in the sport and the number of people he knows across all football platforms in the industry, why didn't he, if he didn't, pick up the phone and call somebody and say, to somebody black in the business and say, what do you think? I'm thinking of bringing this guy in. He's got some issues that haven't perhaps been resolved. What do you think of this? But it doesn't seem Urban Meyer did that. It would be impossible for me to believe that some of his cronies, if you will, if I can use that word, wouldn't say to him, Urban, think it over again. Don't do it. But it doesn't seem it got to that, Tone.
I don't know that it got to that, but I do know that what he said originally was, we vetted him. We don't have any problem here. He's not going to... Well, and then it just, from the sky, like rain, right? Everybody
could have been
saying,
avoided,
what are
right?
you doing?
Shouldn't this have been avoided? It should have been.
100%. Let's go to the big finish. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reports that the Eagles are also considering dealing tight end Zach Ertz. A package deal with Wentz, do you think?
The Philadelphia rumor mill is just cranking out stuff, and it's overtime, 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 just so he goes to the state of Indiana, not Illinois. Central Florida named Gus Malzahn its new head coach. Is he a good choice, Tom?
Okay, he's 68 and 35 at Auburn. He's 39 and 27 in the SEC. In the SEC. That's a great hire for them. You kidding me? The Athletic reports that the Bulls are interested in Lonzo Ball. Wilbon, are you interested in him?
I could be, but I don't want to give up Coby White, and I certainly don't want to give up Zach LaVine. We got some forwards who can never get on the court, but he's a guard. I don't know. The Cavaliers will no longer play Andre Drummond. The Pistons will no longer play Blake Griffin. What does that mean, Tony?
Well, they're going to try and trade both of them, but what happened to Blake Griffin over the years? What happened there? Last one, Serena and Simona Halep in the Austin Quarters tonight. Who you got?
Tony, the clicker will be in hand. I need a wake-up call from you. 3 a.m. Is that too early for you? 3 a.m. Eastern?
No,
wake
I'm getting
me up. I'll watch.
Getting up. I'll do
All
that.
Right.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now here's sports.